The rules of love. The rules of relationship. The rules of relationship. Number three rule. Respect others. Romans chapter 14. From the Message Bible. Romans chapter 14. Message Bible. Romans 14. From the Message Bible. Victor, fast. Romans 14 verse 1. We are going to read it together. Everybody, let's go. Let's go. Fellow believers, who don't see things the way you do, and don't jump all over them every time they do or say something you don't agree with, that they are strong on opinions but weak in the faith department. Did you see that? Hello? Just keep reading it over and over again. The first day I saw that verse of scripture, it changed my mentality about so many things. Look at your neighbor, say, respect others. There are at least four things, is it four or five, you must respect in people. So let's run through them. Number one, he said, remember, they have their own history to deal with. Treat them gently. Now, treat them gently means respect them. So, if you want to have lasting relationships in your love walk, you don't want your love walk to become hindered or limited, tell your neighbor, respect people's history. That's number one. Respect people's history. Please give us that slide. Respect people's history. Tell your neighbor, respect people's history. You can't change somebody if you do not first respect where they are coming from. Hello? We all do not have the same background. Respect people's history. Please give me the next page. Are you here, please? Past year, we've passed this place. Now, live in the reality that we all don't have the same experiences. Have you seen people that are bitter before? People that have problem issues with bitterness. Hello? They are easily bitter. Maybe they are in your group. Or maybe they are in church with you, the same unit. You're like, what's her own self? Any small thing she don't vex. Every small thing she has flared up. Many a times, they have issues that have not been what? Dealt with. You may be so surprised to know that that person is even struggling with sexual abuse. Hello? There was somebody that was easily writing off, and I got close. And the person was sharing with me how when she was 5, her cousin constantly abused her. And when she told the mom said she should shut up. That the cousin cannot do that. Hello? And she lived her life watching that cousin go scot-free. And then, that person is bitter with men. You are blaming her. Hello? Hello? Some ladies practically hate men because of what their history made them see. And then, you are in a relationship with that kind of person. And you are blaming her. No. Tell neighbor she needs healing. Never seek to transform people you cannot accept their history. Can I say that again? You can't transform anybody you don't accept their history. Number two, respect people's point of view. That's one thing he was saying. He said, don't jump at them. You are in a discussion. Somebody cannot express his mind. Hello? Your relationship will be very weak if your point of view is always the one that should be taken. Hello? Telling some married some persons about to get married early this morning, and this was what I told them. I said, for any marriage to work, compromise must be in the horizon. Everybody say compromise. Yes. Why? Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. No, you don't lose. Glory to God. You don't lose. In relationship, there is no lose. Hello, no loser. Is there somebody broke your heart? You are crying. No, there is no loser. Wake up, gather the broken pieces and forge ahead. Glory to God. The Bible says in 1 John, he said, they left us because they were not part of us. Had they been of us, no doubt they would have what? They would have stayed with us. Tell neighbor, you don't need to beg some people to stay. They need to go. So, never be the kind of person that always wants everything to be seen from your lens. Sometimes, allow people express themselves. Is that okay? Allow people feel free. If you are a leader that does not like people having the liberty of expressing themselves, you will not be able to influence them. Am I correct? The influential leader must be open to people's point of view. And most times, when people bring their views and we now extract these views, we can come into a better conclusion. Don't be presumptuous. The sin of presumptuousness affects relationship. Number three, respect people's boundary. No cross the line where they never give you. Hello, praise God. Everybody say boundaries. Respect people's boundaries. I don't like people coming to visit me by 7. He told you. She told you. Respect it. Hello. I'm talking about rules of relationship. Respect people's boundaries. Boundaries are lines people put in their life to shade them from being extremely vulnerable. I'm sure you know that. You just start relating with somebody, you are asking the person, are you a virgin? Mama is laughing. Praise God. Sir, some people don't have boundaries. Hello? When you see some brothers that they don't have dates at the age of 30, you think that is the devil. They don't have any rule they are observing. You have just been with a sister for not up to 1 week. You're asking her, how old are you? Are you A or AS? If you are looking for A, go to hospital. Let them tell you who the A is that they have in their hospital. It's good to see you, Brashola. God bless you, sir. I've missed that smile. You, do you even have boundaries in your life? Hello? You know some people don't have boundaries. That's the reason why they cannot respect your own. You carry somebody's phone. I don't know where to connect to Natu Street. You are going to the person's message. I don't understand. Are you MTN that is sent to check if you sent him a credit? Because these things we are talking about, they are the reason why some people's love work is being impeded. People just cannot allow them come into their space because they don't have boundaries. How can you pick somebody's phone? When another relate, reach that level straight to his message. You are already on WhatsApp. Monitoring spirit near. What are you looking for? Even when you are in a marital relationship with somebody, the person has not become your wife. Listen to me. Even if the person gives you the password to his phone, you should respect his boundary as well. respecting people's boundary. There are a lot of things some people will not want you to call them. Hello? Maybe he's your pastor. You people grow together in primary school. There's one name people used to call him. And then he just come to church like this. I say, everybody just call him the name. Pastor came the last time. Pastor was saying they'll go and meet her so that she will tell you all the things. Thank God she left before the next Sunday. Praise God. Glory to God. The reason why some people don't have good relationship is because they don't respect other people's boundaries. The moment they come into their space, they explore the space and they abuse the space. Some people have become so vulnerable, extremely weak in relationships, because some people came, they trusted those people, but those people were boundaryless kind of people. A life without boundaries is not a good life. I remember when I started dating my wife, the first thing she told me, she said, I know they go out for night. Once it is 7, I go nowhere. Praise God. You know very well, even night is even risky. You are dating a sister. 7 don't reach. She says she wants to go. You are still begging her to stay. Stay to do what? Is she your Megad? Is she your civil defense? Respect yourself. The reason why some ladies will perpetually run away from some kind of brothers is you don't respect boundary. She don't like front hug. You they give her front hug. What is your problem? You are looking for people to hug. Come and hug me. My chest is broad. Because I've related with some sisters that they are very sensitive to touch. Hello? When you touch them the first time, they give sign. But because you know, if you are not on my boundary, you didn't know. And then the next time you are coming, she's giving you 2 yards. I know this brother. This brother likes touching a lot. I better give her. Respect people's boundary. It's part of a love life. Don't make people weakness vulnerable. Don't arouse love when it is not the time. Hello? Glory to God. You get to a house. All the time you've been getting there, there are some channel they've never put their DSTV. You come, children in the parlor, you don't pick the remote. Now there you won't go put your channel. Hello? No, you are not the one I'm talking to. Hello, sir? No, some people just don't know how to understand this boundary thing. Some channels are X-rated, 16. That's why some people, when they come and visit you, when you go and visit some people, your presence is a threat to them. Hello? Because they are not sure the next thing you can just do. You can't predict them. You go to somebody else because she tell you to go kitchen, go serve food. The next thing you are going to her room because her phone is ringing there. She sent you. Hello? Hello? Some people don't joke with their bedroom. Sure you know that. Some people, their bedroom is freestyle. Mommy, your phone is ringing. Can I go and bring it? You are in bedroom, bathing. You are going to mommy's room to bring. She sent you. Are you happy? Rain wants to fall. Let me respect your boundary. Respect people's confidentiality. When people share their private life with you, they did not tell you to go and tell another person. See, there are some things some people tell you. Let them be the same one to go and tell the people. Don't be the tale bearer. Don't be the one circulating the news. Glory to God. There are some things. Now, let me tell you this. If you really want to have healthy relationship, please be careful the things about people you say to others. Hello? Be careful. It's not everything that I tell you that I expect you to go and tell another person. Tell your neighbor confidentiality. You are waiting for me to come and tell you. I say, Toby, this thing I want to tell you. I don't want you to tell anybody. Oh, you are waiting for me to give you a disclaimer, eh? No. You don't need to wait. Because even the tendencies are that if I ever tell you not to go and tell anybody, I know something will just be harassing you. You just want to look for the next person to tell. It infracts our love life. Are we hearing me? Let people private life, especially in relationships, as men of God. In fact, I can be mentoring the fiance and the fiancée together. And you expect me anything you tell me, I'll go and you fiance. Who shall be fiance and the fiancée? Me, I shall not know. But the one that is the male will not be expecting me that all the things. You know, some guys are very funny. You just be, they will be wrestling you. You want to know, what do you know about her that you want? Now, my mouth, you want to hear her. Not be me. Hello? Be honorable with people's confidence. Let people trust you. You know secrets about someone. He sent you, may you they go tell others. We are going to be looking at some of the things that makes love difficult. Envy. A sign of envy is that you don't keep, the moment you know something secret about someone, maybe his weakness or his this, you are ready to pump it out. You don't use it to be wanting to preach. You preach with it, and then the way you will preach it, they will know that it's that person you are talking about. You know, some people, they are very smart at opening other people's secrets. Intelligently. They will be saying it, you'll be thinking they are using code, but the person that they are talking to knows that the person they are talking about is even in that place. Tell somebody, be confident. Be confident. You think be confident is to be? No, be confident means that I know everything you have told me, they are safe. Hello? That's why we are dealing with our inner foxes. There are some people, the moment you offend them, it's as if something will just spark in their brain. The next day they start thinking, where are all the secrets I know about him? And the first person they will go and meet, is that your bestie or best friend? It is not of the body of Christ. Look at your neighbor, say, it does not make of us as kingdom citizens. Lastly, let's be on our feet. Respect people's value. Stand up and let's pray. Respect people's value. Don't say, he's too strict, he's too this, he's too that. What is your own? Build capacity to manage him. Praise God. There are some of you are thinking that you will just go and marry one kind of loose dust band. Amen? Hello? You see some men, I was sharing with some set of people some days ago. You see some men, do you know why they are preaching submission? Some men, the only verse of the Bible they know about marriage is that verse that say, wife, submit to your husband. And you know why they are always preaching that verse? There is nothing that attracts submission in their life. It's only that verse that can help their case. That's the truth. No value. You talk anything you like, anything comes out from your mouth, you go anywhere you like, you say anything you like. Relationships are mutual. Everybody say they are mutual. Meaning they involve you and somebody else. Respect people's values. If he says, I don't like people coming to my house without telling me they are coming, respect it. Hello? There are some people, they want to come and visit you. It's when they are already in the park, they are close to Shogo, they will call you, they say, sir, I'm coming. I don't understand. Some, they will be knocking and they forget that you have wife at home. What is your home? Do you have wife at home? There are some people, they don't like when you sleep on their bed, you don't dress it. It's just their value. It's not. See, these things are not, like I told you, they are practical things. But they can make hate to be stirred up in our heart. You see that sister? So I come now. Go. He go come. Let me go raise the bed. She go safe. I will still raise the bed. And as she's been tolerating you, that don't worry, you will mature spiritually. You will come, you will speak in tongue. You will even sit on the bed. You will get up and you will leave the bed undressed. It's not a fruit of the spirit. Respect people's values. There are some people, they don't like you wasting their food. Oh, you say when I say value, you think I want to be talking those big things. We know what values are. You know, say the food, you know, go finish. Hungry man, I don't worry. Mommy, I will finish. Now eat it. The small money we are still managing to try and feed. You now waste it. And you now expect the person tomorrow you come. You say, ah, mommy, I'm hungry. She will now go and cook for you. You will fast. In fact, all of us will fast. Glory to God. These are practical things that enhances, spices up our love walk. Respect people's values. Some people like greeting. Hello? Hello? If I like greeting, it's not a sin. Even God, our Father, likes to be greeted. Blessed be God. Is that not what you say when you want to pray? Good morning, Lord. But yet, you see somebody, you are waiting for the person to greet you first. It's when the person agrees, you not do as if, say, good morning, man. Hypocrite. See, it's value. The reason why some Christians cannot work in secular organizations is because the value they are cultivated is only applicable inside church. Now, only we for here go fit tolerate them. You hear what I say? Hello? Am I correct, ma? You just go and work in Navy for 1 week. But do you know why? We can tolerate it here because we want to build you up. We want to be a people of strong love. Respect people's value. Some people like punctuality. When they tell you, when you tell them, sir, I'm coming to visit you. When do you want to come? 1. And you are strolling in by 3. And you are even strolling in, say, I understand. He will change his calendar for me. You are not honorable. You are not respectful. Respect people's time. Respect even, talking about their values, even people's chatting and WhatsApp space. Respect it. Can you just come to my WhatsApp space and you are saying, hi. I've not known you. If I've known you, sure you understand. We do hi. Many people do it on even Facebook. They will just eye you, wave you. I don't even know you. Respect people's values. Some people value their time. Don't waste it. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, my love walk is strengthened. In Jesus' name.
Strengthen in the name of Jesus. My love work is strengthened in the name of Jesus. It's strengthened. I am mannered. I'm a mannered person. I have courtesy. I'm fine in character. I'm fine. I'm honorable. In Jesus' name we have prayer. So if you're excited about today's service, I want you to just jam your hands together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the Kingdom Diploma Center, also known as Love Embassy Church. I know if this were to be a seminar, I know the question that will arise in your mind. You know, after this teaching, I know the question that will come up in your mind. You know, the question will be, so how will you detect all the value of somebody before you start adjusting? Is that question in anybody's mind? Eh? You build an honorable life. Praise God. You know, that's the truth. I don't wait.